Today's verse is Jeremiah 29, verse 7. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. You may have noticed a theme this week in our Lent memory verses, that all of the verses this week, more so than other weeks, are focused on relationships. How should God's people interact with others? Today's verse in Jeremiah comes during the Babylonian exile in the 500s BC. Many of the Israelites have been taken captive by the Babylonians because of Israel's continued disobedience to God. What Jeremiah and the other prophets were warning against finally came true. Yet in this bleak situation, there is encouragement from God that he will bring his people back from exile after 70 years. Verse 11 in this chapter is a well-known verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And while the Israelites are in exile in Babylon, God tells them through Jeremiah to seek the welfare of the city. Not only that, but pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. This is a remarkable message because I think most of the Israelites would have thought, wow, we really messed up for God to have exiled us here. But that's really gracious of him to promise to bring us back one day. Guess we'll have to just try to lay low and survive here in Babylon in the meantime. However, God tells his people to invest in the city, basically. To live as if it were Jerusalem in some ways. The NIV translation has verse 7 read, also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Why does God say this? There may be several reasons, but one of them is that God's heart has always been to bless the nations. Throughout the Old Testament, from God's covenant with Abraham, to the way that he used Joseph as a castaway in Egypt, to all the commandments God gives the Israelites about how to treat sojourners, God has always wanted his people not just to receive his blessings and keep it for themselves. Rather, they are blessed to be a blessing to others. And all of that in the Old Testament was a precursor to how Jesus would break down barriers for all people, Jews and Gentiles alike, to receive the true blessings of a right relationship with God. Remember yesterday we memorized the verse about laborers for God's harvest. And the harvest means all people from all nations coming to a relationship with God. So for the Israelites in Jeremiah's day, God spells it out. Work for the city's welfare. Pray for the city's welfare. Don't just look out for yourself, but look out for the Babylonians, that they may thrive physically, economically, spiritually, and so on. Today, we as God's people can relate to this message because God's heart is still to bless the nations. Yes, we are only on this earth temporarily. The world, as we see it, is not our permanent home. Yet, God calls us to love the people around us and invest into where we are right now. That's what Jesus did when he lived on the earth. He did not just preach that God's kingdom would be for people who trusted in him when they died. Rather, he said that the good news is that God's kingdom has arrived because he has arrived. And that meant that he brought physical healing and he casted out demons who were hindering people. He cared for people in the moment. He was bringing welfare, or peace and prosperity, to the cities that he walked in and lived in. Likewise, we are to seek this welfare of our cities, because God wants to bless our cities. We each have a part to play in this. Through seemingly ordinary things like our jobs or schools or with the handful of people we see regularly, we are to be instruments of God's peace. may look like helping a neighbor out with something, or working on the community garden, or being kind to our coworkers, or donating food to our local pantry, or praying for our local leaders, etc. Let's remember how God has blessed us to bless others, and let's renew our commitment in seeking the welfare of our cities. Let's pray. Dear God, we just lift up our hearts to you. We pray that you would help us to see how this verse applies to us. God, how you have blessed us not just to keep it to ourselves, but you have blessed us so much. You have poured out so much love and grace upon us to be a blessing to others. God, I pray that you would just renew this vision for us, renew this perspective. Lord, it's easy to kind of get caught up in our work or caught up in our situations where we lose track of why we're here in the first place. But God, we pray that you would remind us how you have called us, how you have called us to live. And Lord, we pray that we would follow in Jesus' example. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.